All right. Huge, huge wrestling match coming up tomorrow. Number one, Penn State. Number two, Iowa. At the Jordan Center, it's going to be an amazing atmosphere. 16,000 people. Andy Stein from the Altoona Mirror joins me now to talk some Penn State wrestling. What's up today, Andy? How you doing today, pal?
Doing good, man. How about you?
I am sitting here assuming Penn State's going to win and going to win relatively easily. You agree with that? Or what reason do I have to believe that even as good as Iowa is, that Iowa can come to the Jordan Center and beat Penn State?
Yeah, I think you're right on that. And I wrote a column. I wrote a prediction column today for Nittany Sports Now. I did say 20-15 Penn State. And I think, you know, bonus points are going to be just so key in that match. And a lot of it has to do with Spencer Lee. He's back from a double ACL surgery just last year. And, you know, you have to think that he's 10-0 right now with 7 pins on the season. So you'd have to think that he's going to get number 8 to start off the match right away. Penn State's kind of behind the 8-ball early. It's just they've got to catch up where they're really good in the upper weights.
So what does Penn State do very, very well? Obviously, when you're number one team in the country and you've won 9 national titles under one coach, what does this team specifically, this roster, do very well?
Yeah, I think a lot of the team this year, especially the young kids, they picked up on Kale Sanderson's philosophy, you know, very quickly. Shane Van Ness at 141 or 149, I mean. Levi Haynes, 157. Alex Facundo, 165. Those guys go out there, and they want to score points constantly. It doesn't matter how ahead they are. If they're always going to work for the major, and they're always going to work for the technical fall after that, if not the pin. So, yeah, I think they've picked up on that right away, and you know, it's a major reason why I think they're probably going to win again this year.
You wrestled. Wrestled in high school. Did you wrestle in college?
I did not, no.
Okay, but you wrestled. For those who have not wrestled, okay, explain the mindset of just racking up points as opposed to working for the pin, just trying to dominate the guy. What's the mindset when you're trying to win a team title where rolling up a lot of points can really help you?
Yeah, I know. I always look for the fall. I always did. I was a heavyweight. I didn't get paid by the hour as a heavyweight or anything like that. I was always going to work for the pin, but if not, I didn't really understand that in high school at the time. I always thought, hey, if I'm going to win by decision, hey, that's okay. And a lot of the times I went to a small school where, you know, we weren't going to win many dual meets because we didn't have the numbers. So we were kind of wrestling for ourselves anyway. But, you know, in a team setting like that, you should always be looking for the points, looking for a major decision when you only have 3 points right now. Look for the tech ball. And I think most people, yeah, you're going to look for them. You're definitely going to look for the pin when it's available. And obviously that's much harder in college, but in high school, take what you can get and definitely work for the pin all the time.
Andy Stein from the Altoona Mirror and Nittany Sports Now. I follow wrestling as much as I need to, but I'm not an expert on wrestling or on this Penn State team. But in following this team, they've got the elder statesmen, the guys that have won national titles, Carter Storace, Roman Bravo Young, but they're also starting the 4 freshmen as well. So break down that component, Andy, that this team – in terms of, you know, beating Iowa, winning a national championship potentially, they've got the guys at the top that you think, hey, they're going to win individual national titles. But they've also got younger guys that are developing and getting experience through all of this.
Yeah. As for the upper weights, 174 up, you're not going to find anyone better, any team better from 174 up between Carter Storace. He's returning 2-time national champion. At 174. 184, you got Aaron Brooks. I believe he's won the last 2 years as well. Max Dean, he didn't wrestle at all during the COVID year. He was at Cornell. Transfers to Penn State right away, wins a national title last year. You know, probably has another good chance to do that again next year. Or, sorry, this season. And heavyweight Greg Kirkfleet, I believe he was 3rd last year in NCAAs. And I have to believe that he has as good a chance as anybody this year to be at the top of the podium. So you're really not going to find anybody better from 174 on in Penn State's lineup. And of course, Roman Bravo Young, you know, he's going to have as good of a shot as any as he did the last 2 years. He came back for the NCAA tournament for that sole reason. So I'd have to believe that he's going to have a pretty good shot to win again this year. And then like I said earlier, with Shane Van Ness at 149, that guy's been incredible. You know, stepping in for at 149. Even Bo Bartley, I mean, he's taking over another national champion. Nick Lee, he's moved on, he's graduated. So we could be looking at potentially 8, 9 All-Americans right now, and who knows, maybe you'll have 5 champions again like you did last year. It really is an incredible thing to see.
The young wrestlers, how much have they grown already halfway through the season, and what's their potential for development here before Nationals?
Yeah, the one I like to talk about is Levi Haynes at 157. I mean, I don't think he was really cemented in the starting lineup until a couple weeks ago when they beat Wisconsin in the first week of the new year. You know, he gets a big win that day, and then last Friday he gets a big win in overtime against Michigan. You know, that got the crowd really going for the Bryce Jordanson. He basically, between him and Facundo at 165, you know, that was a reason that why they won that match by such a big margin. I kind of thought it was going to be a little bit closer against Michigan, but hey, they pumped them like they did last year. So, you know, those two guys between Haynes and Facundo, you know, those guys have been great. And then Van Ness, like I said, he's been, I don't think anybody thought that he would step right in and be as good as he is. So, you know, awesome job by those three freshmen.
All right. So for tomorrow specifically, you said 2015 Penn State. If Iowa is going to come in there and pull off an upset, what would that formula look like?
Oh, boy. Well, I think they've got to score bonus points early for sure. Like I said, I believe Spencer Lee is going to start out with a pin at 125. They have Penn State has Gary Steen right there, and he struggled all season. I want to say he has 5 wins on the season, and I believe he's getting majored more times than he's getting decisioned. So he struggled there, and I believe that Spencer Lee's going to, you know, put them behind the eight ball right away. I don't think Penn State's in any danger of losing 133 with Roman Bravo Young. 141 will be interesting. Real Woods, he's a Stanford transfer. He comes to Iowa. I believe he got second last year at NCAAs, and I believe that's a number 2 versus number 4. I believe Bo Bartlett's number 4 right now for Penn State at 141. Iowa's going to have to get some bonus points there if they want to win for sure. Probably also, again, at 149, they're going to need bonus points because at 174, they're going to need to have a big lead to going into 174 because I don't see them winning any of those matches from 174 up.
All right. So it'll be at the Jordan Center. There'll be roughly 16,000 people, maybe a few below that. They do hold the record. We'll see if they can get 16,000. You'd think maybe they would set a record to get over that number. I don't know. But this will be the second weekend in a row with a meet at the Jordan Center. There's been a lot of discussion over the years of, hey, how many times should they go to the BJC for wrestling? Rec Hall is such a phenomenal facility for wrestling specifically with that crazy atmosphere. Now, this is a no-brainer. You got 1 versus 2 at the Jordan Center. How many times would you like to see them go to the BJC? Is 1 enough? Is 2 enough? Is 3 too many?
Yeah, I believe it has to be for the big matches for sure. Iowa, Michigan, you know, those have to be in the Bryce Jordan Center. But I also think that there's still a spot for Rec Hall for sure. And I get that they like having the fans like right on top of you at Rec Hall. Yeah, I think there's always going to be, you know, a spot for Rec Hall for wrestling. But at the same time, you have to wonder, like, have they outgrown Rec Hall really? And the Bryce Jordan Center, it isn't really the greatest atmosphere for wrestling, but I think the big matches have to be there, the Iowas, the Michigans, Ohio State when they come to Penn State. Those ones, yes. But if we're talking about, like, I think Clarion comes to Penn State at the end of the season, that could be in Rec Hall, and I don't think anyone would have any problem with that. But, yeah, I think 2 at the most is about right.
Andy Stein from the Altoona Mirror and Nittany Sports Now. Looking down toward the rest of the season, Andy, where do you see are there any potential trouble spots, be it what Iowa might do in terms of what they qualify for the national tournament? 125 always seems to be an issue for Penn State, which it seems like it is again this year. What if Kale Sanderson is working on one or two things here from a team standpoint, what would that be?
Yeah, 125 has always been a problem for Penn State since I don't know, 6-7 years now it's been that way. For some reason they just can't figure out and get a solid 125 hunter. They kind of did last year with Drew Hildebrand. For the second half of last year, he was pretty good, but that's going to be one problem area. And you have to wonder if they're going to qualify Gary Steen to the NCAA tournament. I think that's the only questionable spot right there for qualifying for nationals.
Why is that? Look, I don't know enough about high school wrestling and recruiting. Are there a lot of good wrestlers in high school to fill 125? Is there a number? Yeah. Look, folks. Let's be real here. If you're going to college and you're 125 pounds, there aren't a lot of 125 pound people in this world from a men's standpoint in college. So,
right.
What is it? Is it just a numbers thing? I mean, look, are there many good 125 pound wrestlers, or is this a problem for a lot of programs, even stronger programs?
Yeah, I've always thought that 125 is too low of a number for college wrestling.
Right.
And 125, I remember Drew Hildebrand last year. I was standing like right next to him. Yeah, that guy's like as tall as me. I'm 6 foot tall, maybe 6'1" on a good day.
He's 6 foot 125. Good Lord, is he?
That guy was tiny that guy was huge for a 125 pounder, but he didn't look like he was 125. He must have been dropping weight like crazy just to get there and holding it and everything. That would be hard to do. But you see this problem in high school too around here, and Pennsylvania is probably the biggest high school wrestling state in the country. You have problems finding freshmen in high school making 106. Like, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, getting a 106 pounder, that would have been easy. That's not that easy anymore, even for a ninth grader. So I kind of think that maybe, college is starting to find that out too. 125 pounder is getting harder and harder to find. I almost wish they would start dual meets at 133 and add a weight somewhere between 197 and 285, just because how many athletes do we see nowadays that weigh around 230?
Exactly.
That's very common in football, like linebacker for 230. Mm-hmm. I would love to see maybe like a 230, 240-pound weight class.
All right. One last thing for you. Again, back to tomorrow's meet, number one Penn State, number two Iowa. Is there anything, any surprise that you might be looking for, either side, from a Penn State perspective, from an Iowa perspective? Again, you picked Penn State to win. Is there any, if you had to pick and say, hey, here's something maybe people could look for, what would it be?
The one thing I pointed out in my column for today was at 157, I'm interested to see what Kale Sanderson, who Kale Sanderson puts out there. They can put out Haynes, and I believe if he puts out Haynes, he'll beat that guy at 157 for Iowa. But if he does that, I believe that means he burns his redshirt year.
Right.
So that'll be interesting. If they get Terrell Bearclaw is the backup, he was the starter for the first half of the year. And I think he was ranked as high as like number 30 in the country. So I don't think that Bearclaw would win that match, but I do think Haynes would. I'm interested to see if Sanderson burns that redshirt year and puts out Haynes. And I think he should do that.
Right. If you're here's the thing. We can all relate to this from a football standpoint with redshirts. Very few people redshirt in basketball anymore, so it doesn't come up. Yep. Andy, if you're good enough to be a starter and beat the guy for the number two team in the country at your weight, why wouldn't you just use the whole year of eligibility? Why even mess around? Why would that even be a question?
Exactly. I think you got to put your best guys out there. No matter what year they are, the freshmen, so it doesn't matter. And especially nowadays with the transfer portal, with the way it is, it's like if kids feel like they should be out there, if they should be starting, and they aren't out there, they're going to split these days. That's just how it is these days. And I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be out. Especially with Haynes' case, I think he should be the starter the rest of the season.
Good stuff, buddy. Appreciate the time, man. Good catching up with you. Enjoy your evening.
That's good. Thanks, Corey.
All right, good stuff. Andy Stein from the Altoona Mirror and Nittany Sports Now.